Good afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a ban on kratom, a psychoactive substance made from the leaves of a tropical tree. Kratom products can include powders, drinks, and gummies with opioid-like effects. The Chattanooga Times Free Press reports synthetic versions were already illegal, but hard to tell apart, complicating law enforcement efforts. The new measure puts kratom in what's known as Schedule 1, the same category of drugs like heroin and LSD. It makes possessing kratom a misdemeanor and manufacturing or selling it a felony. Several other states have passed similar bans, and Tennessee's is set to take effect July 1st. Spring in Nashville has been warm, dry, and early. WPLN's Caroline Egger says each condition reflects a warming world.
Nashville has been pretty warm this spring. The city recorded its second warmest March ever, and April is currently about 7 degrees above the 30-year average, and some days have already risen close to the 90-degree mark. At the same time, the city is dry. Really, the entire state is dry, with the majority in severe drought. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasts that Nashville should recover, while other parts of Middle Tennessee could be in for an extended drought. Climate change made each of these conditions more likely, along with storm risk. The conditions for thunderstorms and tornadoes are occurring more often in the spring, and our supercharged water cycle includes both drought risk and a higher chance for heavy downpours. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
The Tennessee Titans made quick work of their first pick in the NFL draft last night, announcing a selection almost as soon as their turn came up. They went for bolstering the offense with Ohio State wide receiver Carnell Tate. Thanks to a trade with the Buffalo Bills, the Titans were able to pick again before the first round was over, choosing defensive player Keldrick Falk from Auburn. The Titans are hoping to substantially rebuild after several disappointing seasons. Going into the coming season, there's a new head coach, Robert Saleh, and last month, after the window opened for free agency negotiations, the Titans spent more than any other in the league on hiring veteran players away from other teams.